Well, I was hopeful that we could get to a vote on that measure. I don't know. I haven't polled the whole Senate to know whether it would pass or not, but I believe that there are some individuals in our state that are still suffering because of a lack of job opportunities and need some assistance in that area. So that was something that I would like to see us come to a vote on.
Is it dead now? Is it too late?
I think there's still time. I think we still have a few days after we get back from spring break. I think sometime in the first week of April, I think we have, if we can get it passed.
And administratively, it gets harder. But, you know, we still have the ability to act during this legislative session on that legislation should some of our members change their sentiment on that legislation.
Do you see that happening at all, the changing that sentiment or being brought around?
I don't know. You know, it's I brought it up three times, and, you know, it. You know, we've got some conservative members of our caucus that are very upset with decisions that are being made at the federal level, and really believe we're in a crisis at the federal level from a spending perspective, and that you know, while denying the extension of these unemployment benefits may be largely symbolic, they think it's important to send a strong message to Washington.
Are you afraid that would send a different message if Missouri actually became the first and maybe only state to deny people unemployed benefits?
I'm sorry, could you restate that?
Well, they want to send a message to the federal government they're unhappy with the deficit, but are you afraid that the message Missouri might send could be a different one if we're the only state that says, no, our residents can't get an extension of unemployment benefits?
You know, I can tell you, you know, personally, I believe that that there were legitimate points that were made during the debate. My concern is on, I believe, what I would consider a subset of that group that would be using those benefits, people that are, I would say, maybe closer to retirement, who were victims of the recession and who are working hard to be gainfully employed. To where and they are continuing to try to find work and during a very challenging environment. And, you know, I that assistance would help them. And, you know, I think there were some encouraging job numbers today. And so, you know, and hopefully as the economy improves and they make good decisions in Washington, those there will be job opportunities for those and others who are looking for work.
There are some. You said it was largely symbolic. Do you think it's symbolic for the 13,000 people who will be losing their benefits the week you get back, or the 10,000 more who look like they're going to who will lose their benefits in the 2 weeks after that?
You know what? It will be real to them.
There are ways to force a vote on that measure. Are they being discussed?
No.
Why not? Why is this not something that's worth breaking a filibuster on?
Well, you've got, I think when you look at, and I think it's something that the press has talked about often this year, is the use of the PQ. You know, I think members are reluctant to do it as they look forward at the possibility that they may have an objective to some unnamed legislation where they may be standing up. So I think it's a place that they're reluctant to go. You know, we had, as I mentioned before, an effort by the pro tem and myself to work to pass that legislation. You know, it wasn't one of our priorities that we talked about in December, but something I think we both believed was important, but I don't think that should diminish all the work that we did get done. And we set about in December, and we agreed as a caucus to move several priorities as it related to improving our business climate in Missouri so that there would be jobs for those who needed them. And we passed all of those in the Senate by spring break, and I think that's significant. And, you know, the capping of the franchise tax and the phase out, basically eliminating a tax that penalizes investment. You know, that as Senator Mayer mentioned, the changing our laws so that we conform to the Human Rights Act and Federal Civil Rights Act, and other judicial activism, and restoring that balance on workers' compensation, and we accomplished all those. And in addition, we passed legislation to ensure fair elections, which is a cornerstone of our republic. That and we people need to know that elections will be conducted fairly, and by passing our photo ID requirements, and then asking voters to approve those. By doing that, that would stand up to constitutional muster were that item to go before the courts.
You've done a lot of things for companies and bosses here, but if I'm a worker, how do I appraise this session so far when I look at curtailing the minimum wage? If I look at limiting my ability to blow the whistle as much as I could in the past, if I look at some other things that have happened here as a worker, how would I rate this?
Well, we haven't considered minimum wage here on the Senate side. I know it's been considered in committee. You know, basically, there's a balance that has to be achieved. If you looked at our work on the employment law, there were additional amendments added onto the floor as it related to, you know, someone being fired, that, you know, that an accommodation be made for, you know, forward pay. That wasn't a part of the legislation as it came out of committee. But there were measures that were adopted on the Senate floor to ensure that workers' rights were being protected and that they were being treated fairly. On the workers' compensation bill, Senator Crowell and Senator Engler worked to include legislation so that people who were the victims of negligent companies as it relates to toxic torts were being treated fairly. I think the process was fair, it was deliberative, and I think it made for better legislation when we moved to third reading.
Senator Mayer, why are you unwilling to move the previous question on the unemployment compensation?
Well, we haven't had a discussion about that up to this point. I really believe there's an underlying issue behind the filibuster, and I could be wrong. I believe that some of the group that is filibustering is actually looking at the global situation of the budget and want to know the answers to how we're going to move forward on this budget, where we're going to make reductions, how we're going to balance the budget as we move forward.
That bill has nothing to do with balancing the state budget.
Well, it doesn't. It doesn't. But I think overall that some of the unrest and unhappiness deals with not knowing just exactly how we're going to proceed on the state's budget. And I've been working on that along with Senator Schaefer as we move forward in the budget process.
What do you have to say to the 23,000 people who are going to lose their benefits by mid-April? That you're going on vacation, they're looking at the end of their benefits.
Well, I say this: we're going to continue to work to see if we can come to a resolution so that those benefits can be received by those that are unemployed at this point. We will engage to a greater degree when we return, and probably to some, we will do some engaging with those senators while we're not here in Jeff City next week.
I think you both were here when the last previous question was used here in the Senate. Did that leave such a bitter pill that you really don't want to go there, or are there still times when the previous question may be considered as an option to get legislation through the chamber?
Well, we're early in the session, and of course a previous question motion has a tendency to cause disruptions, and so I'm not opposed to using the previous question. Obviously, in my now 7 years in the Senate, I've voted several times to move the previous question, and after all avenues have been exhausted, it's a possibility, but you know, it's a deliberative body, and so things tend to move slower at times, and so you have to work through some issues.
Is it a possibility if there's a filibuster on the supplemental budget, would you call one then?
At this point, I'm not thinking so much about previous question motion. I want to know what the issues are, what the problems are, and to engage those senators and see if we can find some resolution.
How do you react to Lemke's statement yesterday that what they're doing is just the start? There's going to be more of this.
Which he said well, to you.
Well, you know, we'll deal with it at the appropriate time and place. And, you know, it's one of those situations where just a few senators shouldn't hold up the progress of what's going on here. And so if we have to use stronger measures, we'll use stronger measures.
Well, I think many members, and I think it goes beyond just the people who had objections to the unemployment law, want to see the structural changes that need to occur on our budget so that, you know, if and when we use this federal money for education, that we have a budget in 2013 does not have a significant budget deficit. So members have been meeting privately on tax credit reforms. I know that Senator Mayer is working on a package of changes to the budget to bring us in line so that growth and meets what's happening on the expense side. And I think that my feeling is that gets to Senator Lemke's really the thrust and heart of his argument is that we grapple with some really difficult choices that we need to make in light of the new economy that we're in with sluggish consumer spending and a higher unemployment certainly than anyone would like.
Before I'd resort to stronger measures, he and I have had discussions and about the budget and about the future of Missouri's budget and what needs to take place. So we've already started those discussions, and I'll sit down with the group of senators that have concerns about the budget, and we'll work through them. And I've told them that I've already started looking at what we need to do in regards to the budget and reductions and how we move forward. And there'll be tough decisions that'll have to be made. And, can we get a consensus on all those tough decisions? I don't know.